This is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi guys, welcome to the podcasters who are listening to this. That's you. Maybe we've got a new podcasters listening. So if this is the first time you've ever listened, could you stand up, please? A few. Nice. Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's good.
And he's handsome, isn't he?
If you've stopped, very cute. If you've stopped listening to the podcast and you no longer download it, could you stand up, please? Disappointing. Ouch. Anyway, you're listening to the best bits. Shut up. Of the Ian Lee Show on BBC Three Counties Radio, weekdays between the hours of 6 and 9. Well, it's been ups and downs, and one of the, I'm going to say it, ups, has been Catherine Boyle coming back!
Yes, I did. Contractually obliged to.
Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Yay!
So happy.
We're all happy. It's all theatre, guys. This is what happened.
I'm back.
Well, yeah, because I allowed it.
Did you ever see Star Wars? Just made me stronger.
I don't know who you are in Star Wars. Yoda, because you look like him. He's the wee Muppet. You're like a wee Muppet.
I'm Obi-Wan. Clearly.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, you look like a dead old man.
The most important... Yeah,
you look like a ghost man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like a ghost man.
I own you.
You don't...
I've taught you the Force.
And now you're a ghost man. Well, in that case, I am Boba Fett.
Oh, he's rubbish.
He's not rubbish. He goes, I don't really know the Star Wars film, so I'm clutching at straws.
You're more like that thing that they put in when they redid them and didn't need to do.
Oh,
no, you're...
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
He did not need to be in that.
All right, you're Jabba Jar Jar the Hutt.
Ooh.
If you want to get involved, that's a Star Wars character I know.
That is a Star Wars character.
Is it? I'm not totally... Again,
no,
I'm not totally
it's the big
sure.
It's a slug thing.
Oh, yeah, I'll stick with that. What's this first bit coming up, Kels, podcast editor and producer?
It's just this.
Ian's on the line. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. What have you got for us?
Who's in the hot seat next week, then?
Who's in the hot seat next week? Wouldn't you like to know? Mm. I can tell you, it's Justin.
Oh, that's all right. That's OK.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to give you... Ask me the question. I'm going to give you different answers each time. It is Justin, OK? But
okay.
I'm going to give you different answers each time, and I want your genuine reaction to them, OK? So ask me the question.
All right. Who's in the hot seat next week, Ian?
Justin Dealey.
Excellent. Good news.
Ask again.
Who's in the hot seat next week, Ian?
Catherine Boyle.
Oh, no. Oh. What frequency's heart on?
Oh, Ian. Oh, Ian.
He pwned you.
Yeah, and he thinks that doesn't hurt.
Okay, ask me again, ask me again.
Okay, who's in hot seat next week, Ian?
James Whale.
Oh, no, I don't like James Whale. He's as bad as that John Gaunt.
Oh, don't even drag me down there.
That was a slightly stronger reaction, but still, flipping heck, that hurt.
I think Ian's tongue, I think I could hear the sound of his tongue being placed in his cheek and then withdrawn from his cheek immediately after. Don't take it, P. D-I-T-P. That bit was great. Well done for choosing that bit and putting it in the podcast. Catherine produces the show. Kelly produces the podcast. What does that entail?
So, you and I have very serious meetings after each show and we write down and we really deeply discuss what we want in the show.
Man, those arguments get feisty, don't they?
They really do. You know.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I thought what happened was we do the show and then Ian says, put on the podcast.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens?
Sometimes I say, I'll put that in the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I get all the clips together. I time it all so it's roughly about an hour. And then I write all the inlines.
I'm trying to big Kels up.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It takes ages, doesn't it, Kelly?
The detailed meeting.
Yeah.
And Thursday is
flow charts.
My busiest day.
Yeah.
Because it's just.
And all of the links for the podcast are scripted. Even this bit. Now, do you remember the time that Kath said this?
Oh, this thing about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Well, this week, I realised it was an easy mistake to make. Have a listen to my little blooper that went out on air. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Great script.
Well written.
Thanks.
Kelly.
I remembered what I was trying to tell you yesterday about the movie Planes.
Right.
I remember I started the story and I did... We're talking about the movie Planes 2, Kelly Betts. Planes 2. Awful, awful, lazy Pixar...
Is that the one that's with snakes on it?
No, not snakes on a plane, just planes.
Just
is
planes.
Is it the one with that guy that says, don't call me Shirley?
She is no, really already 25 minutes in getting on my goat.
It's just plain planes.
Getting on my goat, is that a phrase?
Getting my goat. I don't think you get on it.
Get off my goat. Get off my goat. The reason, do you know the reason you can't ride a zebra like a horse?
Because they're not horses.
Weak ankles.
Weak ankles. Weak ankles. Oh, for goodness sakes.
Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Ian Lee.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Weak ankles. Gosh. Well, now we're quits. What's so funny in there? Now we're quits.
Oh, we're not even nearly done.
What was the story with the plane?
Tell me about this film, quick.
You think you had something on me last week. Boy, oh boy, you've got it now. So, I went to see... I went to see Planes 2.
Oh, dear.
I tell you what, I'm going to get a record, because I just don't think... You've got
That's what I'm desperately trying to...
Ah, I've got one. There we go. There we go. Man alive, they're going to get me this week, aren't they? Sad news this week, Robin Williams died. Well, there was lots of kind of big tributes and stuff to him. We tried to pay tribute to him in our own way. Didn't we, dear?
Well, you can tell you've never seen the film.
I've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I thought it was...
I'll have a little bit of it.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Oh,
hello, Matt. My Scottish accent is probably better than Robin Williams is in that film.
No, your Scottish accent is rubbish.
You
can just about speak English like me.
My dad's cousin played football for Aberdeen.
Yes.
And then Chelsea. Oh!
Sad.
Well. Oh, hello! You do Mrs. Doubtfire then, go on.
Hello. My name is Mrs. Doubtfire.
You said Mrs. Hellfire.
All right, Hellfire.
No, but it's Doubtfire. Right, do that again. Right, hang on. Listen to this, Kelly. This is brilliant. This is Matt. This is Matt being Mrs. Doubtfire. Go on.
Hello. My name is Mrs. Doubtfire. That's good, isn't it?
No!
I think it's brilliant.
Let's ask Kelly Betts.
As good as Kenny Rogers would do it.
Oh, for flipping it. Go on, Kelly. What do you reckon?
What? What do you mean, what do I reckon?
Well, I'm asking for your opinion. If you were if you were Louis Walsh, no, not Louis Walsh, if you were David Walliams on The X Factor,
He's not on The X Factor.
And what about Simon? The pop quiz.
Britain's Got
Mike
Talent.
Mike Reid's pop quiz with Britain's Got Talent. Okay. Would Matt have got through with that?
Can you do it again, Matt?
Hello, my name is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Kath, put your headphones on.
It's getting better. Let's bring Catherine. Matt is calling in and doing a Mrs. Doubtfire impression.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it really is lovely. Matt, it's getting better with each turn, but it's still pretty ropey. Matt,
you're taking a mic.
Yes, I am. Away you go, Matt.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but it's...
What do you mean beautiful? That's absolutely brilliant. You make me sick, you. Like, you don't appreciate talent.
Wow.
Where did that come from?
Hey, Matt, you know it's my birthday.
What I like the most is the contrast in Matt's real voice.
Yes. Wow, he just completely owned me on my birthday.
He totally did. That impression was ropey.
I'd like to hear Matt, Miss Doubtfire's impression of Matt.
That's too much of a head mess. Don't mess with my head, baby.
Yes.
08459 455 555. If you want to do a Mrs. Doubtfire, you're more than welcome to. You can call in and do a Mrs. Doubtfire. And yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire was Irish. Was she Irish or Scottish? Scottish. He was doing an Irish. Unbelievable. If you listen to the show regularly, you may have heard the wonderful Nick Coffer trail, which features an old man asking, what does he say?
And that's one of the mysteries of the Abbott Langley Fire Brigade.
Well, we wanted to delve a little bit deeper and find out exactly what the mysteries of the Abbott Langley Fire Brigade were. So we did. This is what happened.
Nick Coffer across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
I'm at Bletchley Park today for a very, very important special occasion. For me, being out of the studio is about putting faces to names and bringing to life all that's brilliant about Beds, Hearts and Bucks. If you know the high street here and you've never seen what goes on behind you, you really should, because it's like a whole new world.
Nick Coffer.
Here we go.
I think for my listeners, they get a chance to hear about places they may never have visited. In fact, they may never have heard of.
Here we go.
So they hear the stories from the people that bring those places to life.
That is one of the mysteries of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade.
And we stop it there. That is one of the mysteries. We've got that clip. Can we get that clip? Right, here we go. That is one of the mysteries of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade. But what is the mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade? Well, stuck for anything else to do, as the radio car has been hijacked by Jonathan Vernon Smith, of all people. Literally, he hijacked it with a gun and a mask. We sent Danny Bailey out to find out what is one of the mysteries of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade.
But where did we send her?
Abbots Langley.
That would seem appropriate.
And what did she find out?
This.
One of the mysteries.
Pierre, do you know what the mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade is?
Oh, I'm afraid I've got no idea at all.
Bob, do you know what the mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade is?
I've never heard of it. I've only been here 10 years.
You've never heard a whisper?
No, not at all.
Irene, do you know anything about the mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade?
I had heard of it, but my mum and dad and my mother-in-law would have known all about it because they've been here all their lives. I've been here 50 years and I have heard of it. It's more likely in a book of Abbots Langley.
But you just can't, for the life of you, remember
what it is. I can't think what it is. It's too early in the morning.
Linda, do you know anything about the mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade?
I do not know anything, no. Because I live in the village all my life, but I've lived in the lower end of the village, not this end, so I don't know, sorry, no.
Do you know anyone that would know?
My husband, Mike, because he's lived in the village all his life, but he's obviously at work all the time, so I don't really know who could help you.
Conspiracy!
Yeah, they all know.
They all know the mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade, but they do not want to tell us.
They can't.
This is outrageous. This is like Village of the Damned. I've never seen that film. Children of the Corn? I don't think I've seen that film.
The one where Wicker Man.
That's exactly what it's like. I was going to cite the one where the man from Waterworld makes a baseball pitch, but that's better.
Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, I remember.
I watched that with my parents. It was very uncomfortable.
The Wicker Man is, I mean, let's be honest, it's a load of old rubbish.
No, true story.
Isn't it a biography of Christopher Lee? That's how he got his break into show business. But why would they not tell us?
The mystery of Abbots Langley Fire Brigade.
Why would they not tell us that?
Is that man listening? Because maybe he could call in.
That man has never been seen since. It's funny because a man who looked just like him died 20 years ago to the day on that very spot that you saw those hitchhikers on a road that there were no hitchhikers and you turned back around.
Or highwaymen.
Highwaymen. Highway women and highway babies. We're the highway family. Pleased to meet you. Give us your gold. But it is nice to meet you, but give us your gold, quick.
Your money or your life.
There we go. You'd give the money, wouldn't you? Because if they take your life, they're still going to take the money. So
what if you misheard and thought wife? Some of those wives would have been glad. Anyway.
The thing is, right, the thing about the olden days that is not hammered home enough is that everyone was filthy.
Yeah.
They had wooden teeth.
And frightened.
And were frightened and filthy and dirty. I mean, really dirty, hairy people.
I learned something very alarming about the Stuarts yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What, the Patrick Stuarts?
No.
from Star Trek?
No,
reboot.
Them people that lived around the time of the Stuart Kings.
Yeah, the Patrick Stuarts. He's old enough.
I'm sure he's played one at some point.
He's played something.
Anyway, then
he once tried to get my friend.
Fire.
Thanks, man.
Speaking of fire,
better put me out.
They used to use smoke to resuscitate people.
Oh.
That's where the phrase, I'm going to blow smoke up
your resuscitation orifice.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart used to smoke. He's got a fetish. Smoke. No, let's not, please.
Stop.
No. Patrick Stewart once encouraged my friend to get involved in political activities.
Oh.
And my friend said to me, I don't really want to, but he's quite forceful. He bullied him into standing up for political activities.
Scoins.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't class Scoins as a friend. Anyone heard
not
from him?
Not now, anyway.
No, not after
that thing.
After the lost weekend we had of 2 weeks of radio. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Can't remember. Mysteries.
So we don't know what the mystery of Abbott's Langley Fire Brigade is.
Maybe that's the mystery.
There is no mystery. I had a rant this week about something or other. It went a little bit like this. It went exactly like this. And a driver who's 100 years old. Now, guys, come on. Yes, we take it. What does it say in the story, Kath?
It says that he says, I'm better at driving than I am at walking.
Oh, dear me. Well, as you said upstairs, it's not an either-or situation. You don't have to do one or two. You can do none. If you're not very good at either, then just sit at home and watch Tipping Point, which is actually what I'd like to do.
He's obviously got a busy life.
Well, but... I'll say it. What's a 100-year-old man going to be doing? Where's he going to go? The doctors? And Lidl? I mean, that's it, isn't it? Really?
If you're 100, call me now. 08459 455 555.
We finish at 9 o'clock, though, so I'm hoping the phone's near you. I mean, really? Oh, dear. We've had this conversation before about drivers that are too old, and I kind of think 72, we should maybe start... Well, no, 67, I don't know what ridiculous number I made up. But anyway, at some point, let's say 70 for today... you should start having an annual driving test. But you should definitely be out of the game by 100. That should be...
You're talking about driving, not life.
Well, I don't want to get all Soylent Green on your backside, but that's a different issue. But 100, you should not be driving. Just enjoy sitting at home, you know, cash in the attic. Jeremy Kyle is probably on ITV3 right now, you know.
Yeah, he's just finished on the main one.
Yeah, exactly. 08459 455 555... Richard had a rant this week about something or other. It went a little bit... It was this. Why would anybody go and see Pudsey the movie, which I saw advertised on the side of a bus yesterday? If you've seen Pudsey the movie, could you give us a call? Richard, in Windsor, have you seen the Pudsey the movie?
No.
Oh. That's a conversation killer. Sorry?
Hello?
Yes?
Are you there, Mother?
Yeah, you sound particularly tired and old today. Oh, gosh.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What have you got for us, Richard?
Now, listen, you were talking about bad driving, things on the road and what have you.
Yeah.
The thing that really upsets me, amongst other things, of course, apart from getting hassled by you, people pull up and put their indicators on too late. For example, come up to the traffic light, you can go straight ahead or turn right, and they don't put the indicator on until the lights change. The reason it's called an indicator, it's so that it indicates what you do. It's not a, I am doing the manoeuvre now, cater. It's an indicator.
Is that how you...
All those silly people that put their indicators on too late or halfway through the manoeuvre, put it on 20, 30, 40 yards before you get there.
I had a truck pull out in front of me this morning on the motorway. And without using its indicators. And I flashed it. And then when I pulled in front of it, He put his full beam on me, and I was just thinking, come on, guys, you've got... If only there was some way of letting me know which way you're going to go. Oh, there is. It's called an indicator.
You should have got out and duffed him up.
I'm not going to get out and duff him up. By the way, well done. I've not heard the word phrase duff him up for about 30 years, so thanks for that.
It's all right.
You're welcome. We had a few sing-songs this week about something or other.
How did they go?
I don't know.
Like this.
Oh. The disappointment, you know, the devastation when I failed my A-levels the first time around was just immense. Crushing. I thought, that's it, my life is over. And my life had only just begun. Yeah?
Yeah.
Kels, what are you looking confused for?
Oh, I thought you were going to go into a song.
I would have gone into
a song.
Not
play a song, but, you know,
no.
I thought there's more lyrics coming.
No.
I worry that the young people growing up today, even when I was a kid, we started to want to be famous.
We've only just begun.
Anyway, shush. You will come across disappointments in your life, and this might be the first big one. You will carry on. It will make you stronger. Listen, some words of wisdom from me.
And yes, we've just begun.
Life will take you in a direction you might not expect, but it will be positive anyway. Maybe it was just not meant to be.
Sharing tomorrow's that world.
Or maybe you'll end up working like somewhere like this.
All right, Kath. I don't quite know what question to ask about the TV licence. I'm trying to get my head around the fact they spend £5 million a year sending out letters chasing up the TV licence. That seems ridiculous to me. I guess if you've had a run-in with the TV licensed people, or maybe you're one of those people that, that doesn't have a television and you keep getting hassled
but what's the
by
point
the
in,
suits.
What's the point in us paying it, though, if we just let it go, if people don't?
Let it go, let it go. Can I, cold doesn't bother me anyway. That's when that song really kicks in for me. And you, Kels?
Yeah.
Sweet as, sweet as.
I don't like anything that involves hard hats.
What, like construction?
No, any supposedly fun thing that involves hard hats.
What, like the YMCA? The village people, they involve a hard hat. And they're fun.
Well.
Come on, guys.
Come on, it was fun once.
The,
That's not my favourite one. My favourite one is Macho Man.
Oh, my favourite man is Do the Milkshake. Do the Milkshake. So, but the Y, the M, the C doesn't work for me.
Why?
With the dance. And the A.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
Y.
Why are you bending your inner arm inwards? You should be
Y, M, C.
You're doing
you're
a G.
You're doing a G.
Oh, the YMGA.
C is this way.
Y.
M-C.
C.
That's
oh,
it.
I've never done that. I thought the rules of the village people were you had to do it over your head.
No, what are you talking about? That's a G.
Y.
Yeah.
M.
Yeah.
C.
Arm out.
A. Oh, I like that.
See, every day's a school day, isn't it?
I've been doing it wrong for the last 40 years.
Oh, that's why you never get invited to discos.
Yeah, that's why I got kicked out of the village people. That and because I lost my chaps. But the reason we're doing this thing is not because we don't want to knock the area at all. The area is great. There's loads of great stuff. There's caves there with escape hatches that even you could go in. Sounds awesome. It's just, why would you put it on the back of a bus in Regent Street? That's what's left.
What's
me
on Regent Street? What, Madame Tussauds?
No.
What? Shops?
Madame Tussauds is not Regent Street.
In that London,
isn't it? That's on Marylebone Road.
Right, OK.
It's on the Marylebone Road.
So what's on Regent Street that you're already there for? And what I'm trying to illustrate is
okay,
it's a
right.
thriving, buzzing metropolis
I'll tell you.
Of life.
The Apple Store.
Oh, shops.
Hamleys.
Yeah, big shop.
And loads of other shops. The Banana Republic is there. I think there's a Gap Kids.
I've thought of the genius of this.
Yeah.
It's hell on with a lid off, isn't it, sometimes, on a Saturday, Regent Street.
Well, yeah.
You know, you're stumbling over people. You can feel like you just want to break out of there for some fresh air. And where better than down a cave in Decorum? Or maybe you'd like to wander along the beautiful ruins of Berkhamsted Castle, honeymoon location of the Black Prince. Some nice coffee shops around there as well. Hemel Hempstead's looking nice this time of year. Especially now they've done it up.
Let me know when you want me to bail you out.
I'm trying to think of what else we've mentioned. Oh, Tring Museum. Tring Museum. Where else can you see a fly with a jacket on? They do got them. I didn't see them. They were too small. I need to go back. But it'll cost you nothing and terrify your children because those polar bears is big. Visit Decorum. It's lovely, and it's not London. So if you go to our Facebook
Hang
page,
on a second, why are you starting sentences with so?
I know I don't like doing it, but I'm reading the script. That's what I'm primed to do, isn't it?
Don't write sentences with so.
Stop it.
But sometimes you... But it is so.
You don't need so. What? So if you go to our Facebook page, you could start the sentence... If you go to our Facebook page...
But if I add so, it sounds more conversational.
Yeah, but I don't speak like that in conversation.
But it was written for Ian.
How about like?
Anyway... Anyway.
So anyway.
If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/3CR.
But no, well, it's not.
What's that then?
facebook.com/3CR.
Well, it's not in the script.
Well, you
I
should know
what
it.
What happens when I don't like the script.
So anyway.
If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/3CR, scroll down and you'll see a map and it's shaped.
Go on.
Say it.
I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Shaped like a man's...
Willy.
Ding dong.
Appendage.
And it's got?
The extra bits.
Plums. It was produced by the Canal and River Trust. And boy, oh boy, when I was speaking to this guy, did I have to struggle not to say anal?
The canal.
I really had to think and stop myself.
Well, imagine how I felt typing it.
It was produced by the Canal and River Trust.
I was very tempted.
I spoke to the marketing and fundraising director, Simon Salem. Your map looks like a willy.
Well, I think I have to agree with the guy on Facebook who said it looks like a Willy Teehee, and it gave him a little snigger, I think.
Yes. I'm looking at it now. It's got even the... I've got to be so careful. At what point did you realise it was a little bit phallic?
The local brewery in Berkhamsted, Haresfoot Brewery, put it on their Facebook page, and I think it's certainly when we saw the comment from Paul Robinson. I have to say, Ian, this is one of a set of 100 maps, 100 canal destinations we've been promoting for over a year, and I don't know, there's all sorts of people out there in the public with all sorts of different ways of looking at things, and it's the first time someone's mentioned this one, but I have to agree with the guy, it does look a bit that way.
It does look a lot that way. Hey, listen,
but I have to say, if it's if at least it's going to get at least one more person down to the canal to have a
good for you, it. Simon. It is to promote the canals, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of waterways. I can't think of anything finer than having a little stroll down the canal. I wouldn't go on a barge. That's going a little bit too far. And it is getting people talking about it. But did you not, when the map was presented to you by the cartographer, did you not go, hang on a second, have you done this deliberately?
Oh, no, we haven't done this deliberately. I say, but you could accuse us maybe of being a bit of naive. We've produced a set of 100 maps. If you think about it, and I must be careful how I say it, the canals are long, straight things, and when you draw a map, it tends to be that sort of shape.
Yes. But you've included what my boys are learning to call the plums.
Well, I'd say we then show a bit of the land around the canals where there's... Whether there are, you know, sights to see and so on, but this one, I think we didn't see it, but we
did. You not?
Done.
Come on, you must have seen it. You must have seen it.
Well, someone should have done. I agree.
Facebook.com/BBC3CR. Treading carefully today, but the map looks like a gentleman's doodah, and oh look, I can even see plums.
It's incredible that no one noticed that.
Come on. I mean, there's so much more I could say.
You'd think map 101 would be, make sure it just looks like a map.
Even the end.
It
looks like someone has done it on purpose. I am teaching my boys to call, and I can say this is a medical word, the testicles, plums. Plums is an okay word. I think that's kind of... They keep jumping on me. I keep going, mind me plums. They do. 08459 455555 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Do go and have a little look at the map. And fair play to Simon. It's got us talking about canals. How often would you get a feature on BBC Local Radio about canals? Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, let me think. This week, I pwned Catherine.
No, you didn't.
I totally did.
No.
Let these listeners decide. It's not the treacle mines.
That sounds like something from Willy Wonka. Do you mine treacle? I thought you...
Yep.
No, you don't.
Well, you used to. You don't now. They manufacture it now, but you used
Isn't
to have to mine
like,
treacle.
Not a sugar product.
Yeah, but you used to. It's like you mine salt. You used to. I mean, this is like years.
So it comes up treacle. You don't have to make it into treacle.
Yeah.
Really?
But they make it now in factories. I think the mines ran dry.
That sounds like a marshmallow mine. What are you talking about? Is that? I don't believe you.
Well, it's true. Google it. You used to. I mean, this is like years and years ago, and now you make it in factories.
A treacle mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's blowing my mind.
Yeah. I tell you why, because you're a plum and it's the sort of nonsense that granddads say to their grandkids to make up stories. Because it's not real. You've got 4 A's. Hey, Kelly. Right, how many A-levels have you got?
None.
I've got rubbish ones. She's got 4 A-levels. I just managed to convince her that you mined treacle.
Well, I questioned you. And face that you do when you're being sincere. It's not my fault that you're a very, very good liar.
It's not my fault that you thought there were treacle mines. It's a sugar product.
I was questioning it.
You weren't questioning it. You were doing that. Oh, OK. Yeah, yeah. Put that in the podcast. And this bit.
Yeah.
As this the bit's... one example.
No.
The time when he's pulled one over.
Dear listener.
Me.
I've done what?
Pulled one over on me.
Dear listener... To the podcast, you've just heard that, and you can go back and listen to it again.
I mean, do you think I was owned there, or do you think I was just moderately swayed?
Even the moderate swaying is opponing. You believed that at some point in history,
I didn't.
Treacle was mined.
I didn't believe it, making me think you might have a point.
You're confusing. No, because when he was talking about it on the phone, you're going, "What, treacle mines? Really?" You're confusing it with the Jam Butty mines.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. I used to work down one.
Yeah, Dave seems to be under the Well, you'll hear what misapprehension he's under. Is this. I wasn't really even listening to Dave today.
Oh, really? We couldn't tell.
No.
Dave Luton, I suspect you got loads of A-levels. You have.
Yeah, mate.
Yes, in public speaking, English language, maths, lying, all of those things.
Yeah, A-levels,
W-levels.
Y levels. Why? But answer me a question.
Okay, Dave, you ask it and I'll do my best.
Okay. Please do.
Well, you ask it and I'll see what I can do.
Right.
I'll have a go.
Right.
Here we go. Here comes the question.
Oh, A levels, B levels, C levels, go to university. Why have you got to do all that to get onto the go on the radio or television?
You don't.
You do?
No, you
don't. You're saying it there. Why have you got to have A-levels and go to university before you can go on the radio or television?
Well, you don't. I suspect this is yet again another example of you not paying attention, but where did you think we said that?
Well, it's been given the impression by you...
When?
This morning. You've got to have all these A-levels and B-levels to become a presenter on a radio show television.
When did I say that, Dave?
Well,
I didn't.
But this is the impression we've given.
No, hang on a second. You've said this is the impression I've given. It's not. This is the impression you have picked up by only paying listening with one eye open. You don't need A-levels or degrees to work on the telly or work on the radio. Next.
Well, I asked Kells that, and she said, well, you've got to because you've got no law and everything else.
Oh, well, obviously you have to... Well, Kelly is right. Obviously you have to study the basics of law before you can come on. You have to do a two-year law course if you're going to work for any broadcasting company. That's taken as given, yeah.
Is it?
Well, of course you do. You have to know the legal law.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, of course. Well, and then there's... I mean, and everybody here has done an 18-month presenting course... Well, that's only like a BTEC. That's not A-level.
Oh.
And then, of course, it's some people have done the two-year production course. Scoynes and Catherine Boyle have done those.
No. I didn't do that. I did a postgraduate diploma in broadcast journalism.
Listen to her, Dave!
And it was only a year, Dave.
Oh, thank you. But
I'm a journalist, you see, so that's different. That's a qualification to be a journalist.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh. OK, thanks, Catherine, for that. But the situation is, so I couldn't come down to BBC, Three Counties Radio...
No, never.
..and be a presenter.
For many, many reasons.
To go all this garbage... ..on the radio. Not you, Catherine, not you, Kels.
Oh, good, OK, yeah, carry on.
It's the garbage that comes out sometimes on the radio. You get a little bit bored with it. Hello? Oh, here we go. Is Matt there? Or Dennis? Dennis the Dunstable? God, dear, oh, Fred. Are we still there? Have you got A-level to go on and play that garbage? Yeah, a load of garbage. I can do that. Hello? And they call this A-levels on the radio. Cheerio! Nice to talk to you, Kath and Kelly. Bye then. Matt, are you on the radio? Dennis, Luke, Dunstable. This is what I'm paying, £145 a year. My TV licence. Oh, dear, oh, pray. Just wasting up the time, isn't it? Oh, dear. It's raining.
I'm being swallowed by a boa constrictor, and I don't like it very much. Oh, no, oh, no. He swallowed my toe, he swallowed my toe. Oh, gee, oh, gee. He's up to my knee, he's up to my...
my middle, he's reached my middle. Oh heck, he's up to my neck, he's up to my neck. Oh dread, he swallowed my...
So you're not here next week?
No.
Do you think the podcasters need to know about this?
Oh, yeah, I'm not
here
next week.
They won't notice.
When I say not here, I'm not going away. I'm actually staying at home all week watching...
Excuse me,
a little bit of Windy Pops there. Little bonus feature for your podcast listeners. Keep that, that'll be worth money in the future.
Do they call that an Easter egg?
Oh, I can lay one of those. No. So I'm going to be sat at home all week in my pants watching DVDs and reading. The kids are away. I'm going to be loving it. Pizza and Chinese every night. I'm going to have pizza for starter, Chinese for main, and then, I don't know, maybe a curry for my dessert.
Wow.
Dip the pizza in the curry.
Oh, man, that's an excellent idea.
I know.
That is an excellent idea, man.
Thanks.
Gosh, it's like Home Alone, but more juvenile, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reason that I brought that up is because there won't be a podcast next week.
Are you saying Justin Dealey's not going to do a good job?
I'm just saying that...
What are you saying about Justin, mate?
Isn't it?
He's a good mate of mine. Be careful.
Justin, we love
him.
I'm
just saying it's Ian Lee's podcast.
What are you saying about Justin?
I love Justin.
I'm going to give him a call and tell him you've been saying stuff about
him. Go on then.
I'm going to give him a little cheeky little ring now.
You can always ring him through the actual desk if you want.
That means turning round.
Oh, I can't. Welcome to Orange Office.
Leave a message.
The person you've called is not available.
He's still not taking off.
Please leave your message after the tone. When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
All right, chill out.
All right, Just, it's Ian. We're recording the podcast links. Now, I'm setting up that I'm going to be having next week off and that you're doing the show. Good luck. We had a lot of calls of support for you today. Ian in particular phoned in and said, well done, that'd be great. But Kels reckons there won't be enough good material to make a podcast next week from your show. And I just...
I think there'll be too much material. It will just make my job really, really hard.
She's saying he goes on.
Yeah, she's saying you bang on a bit, mate.
I'm saying that his content is so brilliant that it will just make my job difficult.
So you're saying he's better than me?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
He's much better than you.
I was texting his show on Saturday, but like sending him rude texts.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
It really is a good show.
But I was sending him... he wants people to text him with their musical memories. So I texted in, Dear Justin, I'm really enjoying the show. Could you play Joe Dolce, Shut Up Your Face? It reminds me of when I was number one in the charts. All the best, Joe. And then I texted in saying...
Did
you
read it out?
No, he did say, oh, Joe, we'll play your song later, and then he didn't. Because then I texted in, Dear Justin, really enjoying the show. Could you play Ultravox Vienna? It reminds me of when I was number two in the charts and was held off the number one slot by that bleep, Joe Dolce. All the best, Midge. Yeah? And then I texted him some
Does
other
he know rant. That it was you? Could you know you're still on voicemail?
Oh, nuts.
Oh, press
do you
stop.
Know what I've been thinking? Perhaps we shouldn't do all this on air.
What do you mean?
Well, this is technically not air. This is exclusive for the podcasters.
Oh, OK, carry on.
Oh. So that's the end of the podcast. Here's what happened on Friday's show. It's my favourite part of the week where we get to play a song by a local unsigned... Why are you holding your chest like that?
Why not?
OK. An unsigned artist, band, group... duo, singer-songwriter, disc jockey...
Producer.
MC.
Muso.
Any one of those...
Who makes a noise.
Guys.
Rhythmically.
And Kelly Betts. Who have we got this week on the BBC Introducing Corner on this show this morning? I'm trying to do a Muso voice.
Really?
Yeah, it's my Muso voice.
No, don't do that.
What do you reckon, Ellie? It's a good Muso voice?
I sound a little bit bored.
Like John Peel?
Sure.
John Peel was always bored.
Yeah, he did it better than that.
Can you do a John Peel? Well, coming up... my name's John Peel. No, that's not John Peel. Mine always had
so
a...
So it's bright. Cal Strange.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. We're going to do this. We're going to get a good... We're going to go through this one at a time and we're going to do our John Peels, OK?
Coming up, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with...
Coming up, it's the Nelson's Willy with their second EP called Bum Bum.
Coming up, it's Cal Strange. I'm going to play it in the right speed today. I don't know where I'm supposed to be from.
Ellis, let's hear yours. Do you know who John Peel is?
No.
Whoa! Oh. Whoa! Whoa!
I'm sorry. But I've got the gist of the voice.
Okay, you don't know who he is. Let's hear your impression of him.
Coming up, this is the Carl Strange with... What's the song called?
It's actually good.
Fair play, that's the best. That's the best one, isn't it? We are on a high there, metaphorical and literal. Let's get on a right old downer, shall we? It's Matt in Luton.
Morning.
Morning, Matt.
First of all, I think they should cut the Fridays out because your Friday show is a real downer.
What makes you say that, Matt?
Well, you said it yourself this morning. Nobody was phoning you up.
Yeah.
And I heard you mention about a pop quiz.
We were so, so desperate for a phone call that we took you.
Well, there you are.
Yeah. That's how bad things have got, Matt.
Yes.
And desperate to fill airtime.
What about this pop quiz? Are we going to have a pop quiz on a Friday?
Yeah, why not?
That would make it Friday.
What, having a pop quiz?
Pop quiz, yeah.
Do you want to answer some questions?
Yeah, go on, fire.
When you say a pop quiz...
Pop music.
You want a pop music? OK, right, fine. Are you on a pop music quiz, yeah?
Well, I want to make sure Kenny Rogers is in it.
OK, all right, calm down. Here's your first question. Who was the original drummer with the Beatles? Who was the original drummer with the Beatles?
His name was Best.
Do you know his first name?
No.
I'm afraid. His full name, girls? Girls, anybody?
Pete.
Pete Best. It's 1-0 to Catherine. It's Catherine versus Matt in the pop quiz. I've just decided. It's 1-0 to Catherine. Catherine, you get to answer this question first. Kenny Rogers was in a group and had a hit with Just Dropped In to See What My Condition was in. But what was the name of the group?
That would be Kenny Rogers and the Skinny Cowboys.
Incorrect. Matt?
First Edition.
Correct. It was the First Edition.
Oh, you got the same noise for correct as wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. It's 1-1. Okay. Matt, your next question is, please. After leaving the First Edition in 1976, Rogers signed a solo deal with which record label? After leaving the First Edition in 1976, Rogers signed a deal with which record label, United Artists?
Don't know.
Catherine?
Was it United Artists?
Correct. Catherine?
Yes.
Well, I knew you were going to do that.
Do what?
Because you're a cheating bum.
Why am I cheating, bum? I actually said the answer in the question.
I knew then Kelly was going to win.
It's Catherine.
Why don't you just say, Kelly, you won?
Well, Kelly's not even playing.
Hi, Matt.
No,
it was Catherine that got the question right.
Catherine,
and there was a clue in the question.
Yeah, we know, but you didn't mention any clues in the question.
What do you mean I didn't? I actually mentioned a big clue in the question by saying the answer.
Oh, you make me sick.
Where's your question?
OK, right.
Catherine, next one.
Oh, all right, calm down, calm
one
down.
One more and that's it.
Okay, okay, okay.
This is to roundly, resoundingly beat you.
Lucille was a major hit in 1977, reaching number one in how many countries? Lucille was a major hit,
I know this too.
Reaching number one in how many countries?
I know this too.
12?
Is it 12?
It's 12!
Yes! Wait, you didn't get an answer from Matt.
Well, no,
Matt. My question?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, sorry, right. I wasn't listening.
Okay. So, what's it now? What's the score?
It's 3-1. 3-1 to Catherine.
Yes!
What do you mean 3-1 to Catherine? You just gave her the answer.
Yeah, because I told her that the answer she gave me was correct.
Oh, God, you can't win here.
Okay.
Doesn't look like you can.
No chance, Catherine.
Oh.
He went on to work with the Bee Gees to record and produce his 1983 hit album, Eyes That See in the Dark. But what was the title track of the album, Eyes That See in the Dark? The Bee Gees, 1983. The album was called Eyes That See in the Dark. Well, what was the title song of the album?
Daytime friends and nighttime lovers.
Catherine.
Was it Eyes That See in the Dark?
Correct. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know how they got that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Kenny Rogers.
I think you've been pwned there, Matt. It's a little bit embarrassing.
Yes.
A little bit embarrassing, isn't
it? Well done, Catherine. You're brilliant.
Thank you. Good sport.
Actually, Catherine, you should take over the show, I think.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that, yeah. I've said it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
It'd be a great name for the show, Kelly and Catherine.
Yeah. Oh, well, nice. Catherine first, surely.
Catherine Kelly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cat and Kel.
Now, this is very exciting. You have been Dealey today, which is great. Dealey will be me next week. No idea who's going to be Dealey. And we set you out on a little bit of a fun project today to get people to big up themselves, big up their friends, you know, just say nice things about people. And you've been out about in the streets of Luton doing that today.
Yeah, spent a good amount of time out on the street.
Well, you've been out for about an hour or so doing it. Excellent stuff. I haven't got the audio in my running order yet.
Alice, do you want to tell him why?
Well,
Who?
Ellis, do you want to tell him why?
Well, I was saving the audio and looked on my phone and thought, oh, what shall I call it?
Yep.
And it said delete. And I thought, oh, I don't want that to be the name. So I pressed delete and it deleted the audio file.
Hello, your mobile's off. Your mobile's off.
Yeah. So,
did she just say that the word delete came up? Yeah. And she didn't want it to be
called that.
Because I was on the title and it was on... OK, no, it does make sense. Okay.
I was being all sympathetic when she came in, saying we've all done that. We've not all pressed delete when we want to change the title.
No, because it was on the title box. You have the title box and it says save.
Yeah, it's the phone's fault, yeah. It's the phone's fault.
Anyway,
and you didn't press save, you pressed delete. You actually had the option of save or delete.
No, maybe...
You had the option of save.
Well, no, but it was on the name box.
Did you want it to be called save?
I wanted it not to be called whatever it was.
You didn't want it to be called delete, so obviously, logically, you press delete. That's what I would do. If I didn't want something to be called delete, I would press delete. That's what I would do.
But, yeah.
Okay. I wonder, when are you going back to travel?
Well, let's not start this.
Okay, all right.
There's a way round this.
How do we get round this?
Well, you remember what they said, right?
I do remember what.
Okay.
So do the voices.
All right, then fine, okay.
Okay, first people I met was right outside here.
Yep.
Just finishing their night shift, two very nice young men.
Yep.
And I asked them if they wanted to big anyone up.
Yep.
And they initially didn't want to.
No.
But then I said, I'll walk to town with you. And I got them, because we were all going the same way. And so then
you need to reread the handbook.
And then
the handbook is you don't walk to town with blokes coming off a night shift.
It was fine.
Okay.
And so we kept walking, and one of them wanted to big up. His name was can't remember his
make
name.
It up.
I'm sorry.
Make it up.
His name was Anthony.
We can't make it up with the BBC.
And he wanted to big up just his friends and family, but the other guy, his name was Derek.
Yeah.
And he wanted to big up to me.
Okay. Can you do the voice?
He was from Nigeria.
Probably so best. Okay, fine. Right. Anybody else, Ellis?
Yep. I met a very nice lady who had really hurt her finger. And it had a massive scar on it, like her finger was about to come off.
Wow, good story.
And again, she'd just finished her night shift. And I said, are you going home to sleep? And she said, no, I'm going to take my stitches out. And she wanted to big up to the lady she lives with, called Arlena, and her daughter, who turned one last week. Hey.
Richard, can you believe we're broadcasting this? Richard?
Hello.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't possibly tell you. Now, listen, this dog affair...
No, hang on a second. Ellis is recounting her vox that she deleted to us.
Right.
It's very important.
Give us one more for Richard.
There was one more who was a very nice lady waiting to start work this morning.
Yeah.
And her name was Margaret, and she wanted to big up to her friends and family because it's her husband's birthday this weekend and they're having a big party.
What do you reckon, Rich?
Well done, Margaret.
Oh, right. Ellis,
Well done, Ellis.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's only Richard and Winslow saying that. It's not the BBC or this team.
I speak for the whole world.
Sorry?
Oh, thanks, Richard. Blimey. I thought you might.
Don't take any notice of him.
Thanks, Richard. You've got my back.
Yeah, give it. She wants it. Give it back. He's got it in a box under the stairs. Ellis, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well done. Richard, what would you like to say?
Dog business. Now,
yes?
Shut that dog up! One of the problems with these dogs... Get down, Shep, get down! One of the problems with these dogs, I think I know why they're misbehaving, but what I'm confused about is what makes a dog get a good citizen award? Is it one that walks along the road, doesn't cock his leg up, or give him a good citizen award? What makes a good citizen award for a dog? It's ridiculous. But I think the problem comes from the fact that these dogs are going along doing their business on the pavement, and then the owner comes along with a plastic bag, picks it up, and the owner of the dog looks around and thinks, oh, that must be really important. He picks up my poo and puts it in a bag and keeps it on the mantelpiece. Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Am I there? Am I here? You cut me off again. Oh, God, he's cut me off again. Who's that tittering away?
It's Annie here. Annie, I've come back from Ireland after 10 years.
What have you been doing in Ireland, Annie?
Yes, in the Republic of Ireland. I came back to Milton Keynes. I'm living in Downs Barn. Turned my radio on, and guess what came on? Awesome. Three Counties Radio.
It's lovely, isn't it?
After 10 years.
It's good, isn't it? It's quite amazing. What do you think about this dog business? What makes a dog a good citizen? He's a good boy. Shut that dog up! Told you before.
Sorry?
What makes a dog a good citizen?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, Mother?
I'm Annie here.
Annie, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Really good. What makes a dog a good citizen in order to get an award? And did they take the award away from the dog?
I can't understand it. I've just moved into an apartment here in Milton Keynes, and next door to me there's a dog. Well, I went out this morning because we share a balcony. Went out this morning and there was a big poo-poo all across my balcony. But this dog, I think, should be put down. If he's bit this woman, he should have been absolutely put down, shot, or whatever. I love animals. I love them.
Well, it's probably the owner because poor dog was at crust there and he's all stressed and all these other dogs, their testosterone and carrying on, and it can't be natural for a load of dogs to get together and expect the poor things to sit down there, raise a paw, ways and
I can't understand it.
Blame the owners.
I read it in the paper yesterday. Are you Ian I'm talking to? Yes.
This is Ian.
Ian?
Yeah. What do you want?
Yes, I just read the paper because I'm here all on my own, and I've just I'm renting an apartment here in Downs Barn. Do you know Downs Barn in Milton Keynes? No.
Yeah.
Well, this is where I am, all on my own. I can't believe I've got through to your radio station. It's absolutely a wonderful station.
It is, isn't it? It's what I do, you know.
I get anything for advertising? No.
You can advertise if you want.
And my favourite artist of isn't all it? Time was Billy Fury.
I thought I was your favourite.
He and you. But Billy Fury is my favourite. If you've ever got a record of his, Halfway to Paradise or Maybe Tomorrow, will you put it on for me?
All right, I'll put it on. As soon as this call ends, we'll put that record on for you.
Would you, darling? I would
put Fury record for Annie.
For Annie. I absolutely love Billy Fury.
Put it on for you.
And in Ireland, they didn't know who he was. They thought it was a group called the Fury Brothers.
How the words go on it?
Sorry?
Can you sing along to it?
Well, the...
Yeah,
you. I want to be your lover. Oh, you just thought. But your friend is all I say. I'm only halfway to paradise. So you get so far away.
My lips, but just when
I think they may lead me halfway to the
paradise so near, yet so far away.
It's almost heaven. I think you can do just so much. It hurts me so to know your heart's a treasure, but my heart is forbidden to touch. So put your sweet lips close to my eyelids. Tell me that where you're gonna stay. You'd reach a pathway to paradise so near, yet so far away. Wonderful.
At the end of Thursday's show, you said something brilliant. You said,
I often do.
If you were a vicar, this would be a godcast.
You did one.
If I was a personal trainer, I would do a bodcast.
I'd want my money back.
Oh.
If I was a fisherman, I'd do a codcast. Did you come up with any, Kaz?
Yeah, it's really, really rubbish, so I'm going to try and think of another one.
Go on, what was the one?
Oh, no, if I was weird, I'd come up with an oddcast.
Oh, yeah, that's
done.
A good one.
That's been done.
Right.
There is one.
Oh.
If I was a fisherman, I'd come up with a rodcast to rival the other guy's codcasts.
If I was a fan of singers from London who wear
tartan a lot
and pretend to be Scottish and like leopard skin trousers...
Yeah.
Oh, you've already done rodcast.
If I was a band of the Small Faces, I'd be a modcast.
If I was in a band called Slade, I'd have nodcast.
If I was a policeman, I'd do a podcast.
I think we can all say, thank goodness we are none of those things.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.